T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, I'm going to start.
I thought we already did.
I mean, I started recording, but I'm going to start the show now.
Oh.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor. While most of him might be cold, his upper lip remains warm. He's our skin squatch. He's your fur daddy, Brandon from the internet. Hello.
Did you almost call me Sensei Skin Squatch?
Sensei Skin Squatch. That's hard
you
to say.
He almost called you the Sin Squatch.
Shout outs to Brooker Bean. Because,
hell yeah.
Yeah, wearing my bracelet. And guess where I'm wearing it? Directly where the cloud of whale diarrhea would go on my arm.
You're jumping ahead.
She's the one that sent us that, right? For the record?
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, he's... Wait, what? That's not accurate. This isn't what I typed in. What's going on here? I don't like that at all. What? Hold on, Siege. I got to get your proper intro sorted out here because that's... It's supposed to say he's our Crash Bandicoot and your meat daddy, he's Siege.
Yeah.
Good enough, I guess?
I love that.
I don't know what I did wrong. I even copied and pasted. Maybe I undid it or something. I don't know.
Uncopied and unpasted.
Hi,
that's very Florida of you. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Two things, boobs related, okay? Sorry to our female listeners who aren't into this or whatever, but one, do you guys know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Dude, from Spokane.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Those wall guns are some I'd like to fire. And then, two, there's like some OnlyFans model that popped up in my TikTok feed today, and my God, the internet is assaulting me with boobage today, and I'm like, I'm not mad at it.
Well,
I'm
congratulations. Not. Happy Monday to you, my friend. Yeah.
It's a good Monday. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Happy Earth Day to everybody.
Oh, happy birthday, Earth Day.
Yeah.
Enjoy your globes.
Nice. As we record, we're very spherically minded today. That's what's going on here, okay? So none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps even what we maybe get right. You can chime in. You can, first of all, tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. It's funny because we have our buddy Sean sitting in to see what nonsense that we do, and shout outs to Sean. He's the one that actually works out and does things to make himself look good, and yet we know that the sexy stuff is coming to Siege, so it's,
yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Far cry, but. Opposite spectrum. But
shout outs to Cage, Brandon's wife.
Yeah, sub dummy.
Who destroyed my self-confidence once again this weekend before we went into hanging out by announcing that Siege was her type of funny and that Brandon and I are just annoying. Why do you giggle so much? Screw you, Cage! I thought we were friends.
We were on the drive. We drove over to Seattle for the weekend, and on the drive over, she was like, let's listen to your podcast unprompted. Uh-oh. And I was like, oh no. I was like, that's okay. That's fine. We don't,
no, that's
I don't
fine.
Know,
we don't have
I don't
to.
Know what we talked about on the last one, but,
not her,
okay.
Luckily.
Yeah, no, we didn't. Anyway, we listened
well,
we to
did.
It.
We talked about the old people, like people on Siege's shirt, if they got old, which one she would bang.
Old people. Oh man, dude, we walked this older couple from down the street came down and introduced themselves to us today.
And his wife unzipped her shirt a little bit.
Dude, we walked away, and she goes, "Yeah, he's my type."
Describe him.
Just like, you know, Scott Kelly, the astronaut that spent a year in space?
Wow. Well, I mean, what? He's like, with the he's twin? Like everybody's tight, yeah. Though.
Yeah, looked like him, but sans mustache. Oh, wait, no, what's the one that's like a Arizona governor, like senator?
That's Scott Kelly.
Yeah. So it was the twin of the dude that spent all the time in space, right? Or is it the dude that spent all the time in space?
I think it's the dude who spent the time in space.
Yeah, that's Scott Kelly.
Okay, well, yeah, looks like that guy.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to the chat to make sure that we're... Okay, never mind. Okay. That's her type? Like the guy who looks sort of like a wiener?
Yeah, yeah. But apparently not Bruce Willis. So I don't know where the line is drawn there, but...
What are his pants, like somewhere around his areolas?
Yeah, I don't know. Pooped in a bag in space, maybe?
Well, I mean, if you're pooping in a bag, you're my type.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, both. Sean says in the chat, both astronauts.
Yeah. I assume both Kelly brothers, not your wife and Scott Kelly.
No, I think Bruce Willis and Scott Kelly. Except technically, Bruce Willis was not a astronaut. He was a miner, and that's the entire point of that movie.
He was an oil driller.
Hey, spoiler alert.
sorry.
every movie about space of that era was, what if we spent somebody who's not an astronaut to space?
That's
space,
the solution.
Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys, Armageddon, even Space Jam a little bit.
Space Jam 2, we're bringing back the whole genre. Yeah.
So I find it really strange because Scott Kelly is also one of the two singers and guitar players for the band Neurosis.
Oh, wow.
And he's not like a great dude, but badass musician. Oh. Like the music.
Also American senator. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Different guy for sure. Bless teeth. So, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, wow. You're right. I'm looking at him here. Totally different.
When I watched him, he headbutted his microphone, blood burst from his forehead everywhere, and then he continued playing for the rest of the show with blood on his face. And I was like, ah,
cool.
That
wrestling.
Is old school WWF Dude. For you. All right.
I'm going to send you guys a picture of this neighbor that I ran into.
Can you put it in the chat? Is that a thing?
I don't know if I can put it in the Riverside chat, but I can put it in the other chat.
Yeah.
And
the other
tell
other
me
chat.
That this guy doesn't look like that other dude.
No, I mean that's definitely 100% Scott Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
He's even got that mark on his forehead where he headbutt the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's got all the weird tribal tattoos and stuff, and yeah.
See, can I put it in the
friends with Billy Joe from Green Day, apparently. Or anyway, yeah. So if you could head to nerdtalkplus.com, you can find all of our socials there, except for Sean. We don't put him on there. Get out of here. But you have the opportunity to chime in, talk to us about any of these things. You guys have been so awesome. Siege sent over a bunch of different things today, including a story about whale diarrhea that Brandon already jumped way out ahead of or whatever. And so... thank you for reaching out to us on social media at nerdtalkplus.com. Spell it all out on the Instagram, or just go to our website, nerdtalkplus.com. It's just a link tree. It doesn't have our OnlyFans on there yet, but it will once we put some content up, okay? So, yeah. Anyway, I thought we would start off again this week with food. We talked last week about the authentic corn dog experience. Mm-hmm. This week, Brandon chimed in saying that he received quite the thoughtful gift from a friend coming back from Japan. You can hear the crinkling now. He's got
ASMR.
A bag of specialty Kit Kats that are typically found only foreign.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, this is very nice of my friend to bring me these. I believe they're matcha-flavored Kit Kats. Oh, I should do that Google Translate thing where you can like take a picture of the thing and see what it actually says. Let's see. I'll do that. But the so my friend... brought me this bag of Kit Kats. I saw him on Saturday morning when we were in Seattle. Haven't seen him in a while, and I was like, I hit him up on the way back while we were driving over. I was like, hey, I don't know if you have plans tomorrow, but let's go for...
I need you to bring me some candy.
Yeah. I said, let's go for a bike ride. There's a whole thing that happened was why we didn't go for a bike ride.
That's code for let's stop at a rest stop.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. And so anyway, he shows up and he's like, oh, happy birthday. And he hands me this bag of Kit Kats. And I'm like, you didn't know we were hanging out until yesterday. And you got back from Japan like a week ago. And I don't think that you actually got these for me, but you just happened to have a bag of like foreign Kit Kats and you knew I'd be into it. So Lane, if you're listening, I know what you did and I thank you for it. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Detect language, translate it to English. Okay. So I think it's supposed to be Kit Kat matcha flavored.
Yeah.
But what the Google Translate app says when I scan the thing and it reads it is adult sweetness. Biscuit
siege
kneading.
Flavored.
That's not gonna work.
Hello there, adult sweetness.
So anyway, I mean that's matcha,
adult
right?
Adult siegeness.
That's a matcha.
Yeah, did I send that to you in the mail by chance?
From your future self through time. So there's this odd thing about Narita, the airport, not Morita, not Pat Morita, the Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi. But is that his name, Morita?
Yes. R.I.P. and
peace. Yeah, R.I.P. and peace, bro. But there's this thing about the Narita Airport is incredible. You get there and it's like a wild, wild shopping mall of food and sweets and trinkets and real stuff and everything else. There's a Kit Kat store there, and they've got like it's probably 30 different flavors of Kit Kats. I bought as many as I could, and then my wife at the time was like, we should give these out as gifts. And I was like, I should murder you! I'm trusting my gut on that one, but I didn't. So I lost out on my Kit Kat flavors. But yeah, it's like a whole thing. And then you go through security, and I'm like, well, I'll wait to get some food till I get through security. And on the other side of security, they're like, Styrofoam peanut? And I'm like, what? What? Japan? What? There's no food on the other side of security. What am I supposed to do? And they're like, well, I don't know. You're supposed to eat out there and then come through at the last minute because it's not America where they freak out about security on everything. But I didn't know, being a foreign traveler and unable to speak the language, if I could go back to buy more Kit Kat, which is what I wanted to do, and get sushi. I don't care where you're at in Japan. The sushi is incredible and inexpensive and mind-boggling. So, okay, Brandon, so you've got the matcha-flavored Kit Kat
adult
ready to go.
Sweetness.
The green packaging with a little black on there, some gold writing. He's giving it a sniff and a taste, maybe.
Just a little.
He hates it.
Gentle lick.
Okay, I'm gonna eat it like a. I'm gonna try to eat it like Siege. First of all,
there you go.
It's green on the outside, not brown. Brandon's making a face like he just accidentally instead of the other one.
Here's the thing. I knew I wasn't gonna like it because I do not like matcha.
What?
How?
He hates it.
So,
I can't say that thing I just said. What am I doing?
Oh,
you can.
Yeah. It almost tastes like a Kit Kat for a second, and then it tastes like you're eating green tea at the end, and not pleasant for me. But that's because I don't like matcha, not because it's not good. I'm sure it's great if you're a fan of the flavor.
How are you an adult and don't like matcha,
dude? Mm-hmm. There are so many things I don't like.
Like other ethnicities.
Yeah.
Spokane Brandon coming in hot.
Sexy.
To be 100% clear, Brandon is a lovely person who loves everybody. It's just not himself. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not racist or bigoted or anything. He just hates himself. Everyone else, fine.
Yeah. So if anything, the most people I hate are white.
Yeah. For real. Wow, well, I'm disappointed, man, because I love the matcha Kit Kats, man. They're great. Yeah.
Well, next time I'm there, you can have these, which by that point, they'll probably be very old.
You think you could mail them to me? Would that be a thing? I know you won't follow through on it, but you think you could?
No, I mean, I could. I mean, I know how the mail works.
No, you're capable. Will you, I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'll mail it to you.
Okay. So do you want to take a side bet on if he's in?
I'll mail him the slightly furry. Attention, Greg, and see if you can go pick him up from there.
I believe you have something for me. They're like, where's your tail? I brought it. Put it in.
Okay. On.
It's adult sweetness.
I think that is one differentiator between that place and anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, from one food to the next, this really caught me off guard, and I wasn't prepared for it. But like. We've all been poor. Some of us younger when we were poor, whatever.
Some of us still poor.
Some of us older and poor. Some of us... Who just sent a picture of a butthole?
it's a tree donut. Did you put your tongue in that too, wondering if you liked the flavor?
I saw a tree today, and it had a butthole looking spot where a branch had been cut off at one point. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I thought of you guys, so I took a picture of it.
Thanks, pal.
So anytime you see a tree hole, just know that somewhere out there somebody's thinking of you.
To be fair, every time Secret Buttholes comes up, the Instagram account comes up on my feed, I do think of Brandon for teaching me about it. So, or was it Leslie that taught me about it? I taught Brandon.
I think you taught me about it.
Ugh. Well, I just assume that you do, but oh boy, I feel bad now. Anyway, okay, so we've all been poor before, and you make like a big batch of chili or something like that, and by like the fourth day, it's like, I can't do this anymore, but you do. What's the limit on how long you can still eat refrigerator food? I'm not talking about what's the recommended limit. I'm like saying, how far can you push a batch of chili?
Ooh, really depends on the ingredients of the chili, if I'm being honest. Like, chicken and turkey, for some reason, poultry does not hold as long as the classic horse meat. I mean, beef or human.
Manatee just goes a lot farther.
Python, alligator,
whale milk.
No, that goes bad fast, dude. That is not stable.
Not if it's got a good content of oil in it, so it's just buttery. But no, I can't push that stuff past like a week. I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been times where I'm like, can this still go? Can this still go? It's like day 10. We're like, let me just bust out some nacho chips and just kind of crinkle them in there to absorb whatever evil's in there. Yeah. And I'll just eat it with a spoon.
But... And if it had some crunch, then it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm probably about a week, but I'm also like for anything that's like ground beef or ground pork chili, that's like a week. But I'm also like, I feel like scientifically, this is probably one of those things that I believe that isn't truly scientifically.
Sure.
Neither of us are a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. Specifically around when it comes to chili, because like for me, you know, ceviche is like the fish is technically okay to eat because there's acids from the lime and the blah 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 killed the blah blah, and so I'm like, okay, there's acid in tomato, so therefore chili can't go bad forever because it kills the bacteria from the acids in the tomato, so therefore it's good forever. And also like a can of Nalle chili can just sit in your pantry for a decade and still be fine to eat later on, Dad.
That jar of Robert. Salsa in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
I met Brandon's dad over the weekend, dudes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It went exactly how I thought it would, to be honest with you. I was f***ed up and he was a nerd. Like a real nerd, though, you know? Like,
It's not the quality of jokes with you two, is it?
No, he was... That guy is really interested in my father-in-law was a guy, he's still alive, but like he's a guy that is like willing to sit there and listen to everyone else be annoying. Your dad was like, no, I'm part of being annoying. And I was like, yeah, look at you, guy. That's cool. Wow. So I wish I would have brought up NASCAR.
Did we get another listener?
What's that?
Did we get another listener?
I hope not, because I just said some like, oh, I keep cussing. Anyway, so, okay, I asked the soup question. I like burn out on anything after... Usually I can't even do leftovers unless it's Mexican food, and then I can put like some egg on it in the morning or whatever. That sounds real good. Maybe Italian, stuff like that. Maybe second day chili is okay.
Thai the day after is
really
good.
Yeah, sure. I can go, if I can put Gervin's gravy on there, okay, I can go a few extra days. That's a thing. But in Bangkok, there's this restaurant that's been serving the same pot of beef and goat soup for 49 years.
Wait.
Yeah. Gross.
Do these people live forever?
So whatever they say, IBS? It's like it's got a very I forget what the exact quote was. They were like, yeah, it's got a very particular taste or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Like, do you taste the patina of the soup?
Wow.
Imagine spilling 49-year-old beef and goat soup in the seat well of your Subaru. Yeah.
1 minute of 49-year-old Subaru soup.
The soup, which is described as, quote, delicious and aromatic, as well as having a real depth of flavor that's hard to explain. So what happens is they have a giant pot of soup, and at the end of the night, whatever's left, they just throw in the fridge. And then the next day, they reheat it, and they just add back the same ingredients. And so it's like a sourdough starter. It just keeps living.
Oh, my God.
So realistically, some of the original soup could still be in the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do some percentages on that, because I imagine, like, if you're talking, like, you're getting down to, like, really finite amounts or whatever, but, like...
If somebody told you that a half of a percent of your soup was 50 years old, how would you feel?
I'd be like, older than me, bitches, let's go!
It's still alive, so...
So my question then, my follow-up is, like, would you guys try this soup?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. It's hard for me to not put anything in my mouth, but just thinking about this has, like, my stomach gurgling, and I'm thinking about, like, all the different types of, like, there's got to be people over there that just, like, feel like they're pregnant, but it's just, like, some weird anomaly growing inside of their stomach from all 49 years ago.
A patch of amoebas is just like, we're the soup, single-cell organisms.
You guys, have either of you guys ever been to Bangkok?
No.
No, but I can't wait to be.
Gravy's been to Bangkok. Nobody in Bangkok looks... Everybody in Bangkok looks like they've been eating 50-year-old soup every day.
Shout out to our listeners in Bangkok.
Yeah. No offense, but it is not the healthiest
our
place.
Our ladyboy listeners in Bangkok.
Yes.
That's more in Pattaya.
Sorry.
Okay, well, so I don't know if I would try it or not. And it's one of the reasons I'm not morally opposed to trying it. If I could try it at home when I wasn't on vacation, I would probably try it. But I can't imagine what that does to your butt. Like, it's like, it can't be good. And you're on vacation, you lose 3 days to soup butt. Like, no way.
One of my friends who has also been a bit, we weren't there together, but it was my friends went, and their memory of, they spent 6 weeks in Bangkok, and an entire week of it, she was curled up around the toilet in her hotel or Airbnb or whatever.
She ate the poop soup.
She probably ate poop soup, dude.
Okay, well, let's take it a step further. Because in Japan, there's a restaurant that has a similar sitch going on dating back to 1945. Which is 55 plus 24, whatever that number is, 79 years ago, okay? So it's a full generation older than the Bangkok soup, right? And it would date back to the early 1900s if the place where it was stored hadn't been aerated at one point, destroying the, you know, then 30-year-old soup. So they rebuilt, as one does, and made new soup and kept going like some gross weirdo.
Made new soup in 1945.
Yeah. What do you think, like, day one of new soup is like when you do that? Like, obviously you're messed up from war and your soup place is bombed or whatever, but, like,
your
what
pot
is that
isn't
like?
Seasoned.
You're like, God, this is swill.
That's the Godzilla of soup.
I mean,
that's soup minus one.
It's like licking Godzilla's taint.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Also powers up electric blue before you rocket atomic poo out of it.
That's Godzilla actually just goes back to that restaurant when he needs to recharge. Yeah. Instead of going up to that other kaiju's lair in the Arctic Circle, he actually just swims under that place.
Yes.
He's like, Yoshi, hook it up, bro.
No.
Kaiju stew.
Kaiju stew, yes, gravy.
Gravy coming through big time. That's good. I like to think that when after he eats that stew and he has to retire to the ocean, it's not that he thinks we're about to catch him, that the giant spray of diarrhea comes out of him as he's descending. It's just necessary.
He's like, just going down to the deepest trench possible and using it.
Everybody's following him in boats, and he has his nuclear turd. And it's a defense mechanism, you guys. I didn't do that on accident. It was a defense mechanism.
It wasn't because I couldn't hold it any longer. Oh, yeah. Gurgle, gurgle.
I did that on purpose.
What we're referencing is...
And on a porpoise.
A story from Vice.com sent to us by listener Brooker Bean, who says, the beast didn't stop crapping until 100-foot-wide Poonado had fully engulfed the divers. A whale blasted an ungodly amount of ass ham all over some divers. Vice.com. Headline of the week.
That sounds like it was a headline that could have been written by the Vandals.
Yeah, right? Yes. Whale fast diarrhea? Like, it's like...
Yeah. That also sounds like a new hair cream. I don't know why. Sorry.
Siege has a peculiar odor about him. He's very aromatic.
Is this ambergris? Sure.
Yep. Well, how do you think Cage likes this episode so far, Brandon?
Oh, too much laughing.
Too happy.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be this happy, dude. You got two kids. You're supposed to be miserable, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to address we talked about it a little bit, but Brandon was in town for his birthday. He shares a birthday with Jose Moreno. He shares a birthday with Brad Evans and Stefan Fry of the Seattle Sounders FC, with Adolf Hitler, and with marijuana. So.
And my dead grandfather.
And the Siege's dead race car driving.
Yeah, we mentioned him. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I said, and we mentioned him.
He's Marijuana Siege, right? That's his name.
He is German.
So happy birthday, Brandon.
Thanks.
We met up at some bar where it's definitely usually black people hang out there, and then soccer people show up to it, and they're
slightly
like
slightly furry.
What is going on here? I'm like, why is there boxing on everywhere on every screen? What is this? What is this weird world that we've created? Everyone got along great because, you know, people are just people or whatever. But I'm sure that the regular clientele were excited when match time came around and the drunk people left. We decided...
Yeah, there's boxing on every TV and then one white dude being like, can you please put on the Denver Nuggets?
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
So, we had a great time getting the pre-funk on. It turns out that I got there too early, though, because I did like 2 straight hours of drinking. And then in the midst of that, it was 4:20, so we ate some pot candy. And things went weird real fast for me. I was and also threw up my back that day. So it was just a mixture of me walking like an 80-year-old man and then being super high.
This seems like a Will Ferrell sketch to me. It's just like way too drunk, getting way too high. Throw out my back!
The march to the match for Greg was also like playing a game of, is he hurt or does he need to poop?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Just one hand on that spot.
Also,
is he hurt because he needs to poop?
My back hurts so bad that it hurts to poop, just for the record, everybody. thanks for joining us.
There's the name of the episode right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Anyway, just before halftime, there's a red card that seemed suspicious. I just remember being very mad because I was like, how could it take 5 minutes for clear and obvious?
Yeah.
I've finally seen one replay where I'm like, okay, like I see how they eventually arrived there, but also
like 3 days later.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So we go up at halftime to get a drink and we're with, some hooligans as well. Cool Keith is hammered. And so he's like, let's get another beer. And I'm like, absolutely. And then he just poof disappears. And then we find him like 30 minutes later and he's like already drank one of the beers because he bought two thinking that I wanted one, but didn't wait for me to come along with him to get it or whatever.
No, he gave it to me. He came back to the seats and gave it to
me. Happy birthday. Then we took a picture of you guys from across the stadium and you still weren't in our seats. You were like in the second row instead of the first where you could have been.
I just thought my dad had gone out for a pack of smokes and was going to come back, and
he doesn't even smoke. Dude. It's crazy.
In this analogy, you are my dad, and
you're grounded. How dare you share my secrets?
Dang it.
So anyway, we couldn't go back down to the seats because I ate some more pot candy because that's what you do, and then I was like, oh, I can't be in public.
I can't walk anymore. Someone needs to carry
my back. I'm like, and so. We were just walking around, not paying attention to anything. Another red card happened. We're like, okay. Now, to be fair, Brandon was with his brother. Shout outs to Steven, who was there too. So I like knew he was not just alone down there with something like that. One time I went to a match and Sean came with me, Gravy came with me. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go to the pro shop. You want to come with me? And he was like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, there's this guy standing next to us who is, he's definitely going to talk your ear off. And then Sean was like, I can handle it. And I came back and he was like, why were you gone so long? And I was like, yeah.
It was only 45 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 3 minutes on the clock.
So happy birthday, buddy. Sorry that we bailed on you or whatever. But I rode the train home, apparently. And then I got to my house.
Apparently.
And I was like, I felt like I was on board an old wooden ship because I was like, whoa, how come the stairs are so difficult? And I wasn't like that drunk anymore. I was just that insanely baked from 420 gummies or whatever. And so last time I took one, I was like, we can't do that again. And then sure enough, I was like, well, it's 420. I can.
Let's eat 420.
Do you want to know how I got home? I left and was with my brother, and we walked for a little bit, and then I got on Lime Bike, and I rode down to...
all the way to Spokane.
Yeah. No, I rode all the way back to Inner Bay from there, which...
Inner Bay?
It was...
From the stadium?
Why did you ride... Weren't you staying in the U District?
No, I was staying in the Inner Bay. I just happened to be in the U District to get the light rail at the time that I came down and saw you.
Were you so high riding that bike?
Wow.
A little bit. Yeah, it was pretty. It was such a nice evening, and I got to, like, that trail that takes you along there goes right along the bay the whole way there, and then you have to ride through like some industrial crap, but for the most part you're like riding down right on the water, and the game
it's
was
like
terrible
uphill.
But I was having a great time. It's an e-bike, it was fine. And it was very fun, and it was actually a very pleasant, but then I get all the way back there and it's like, you've been charged $16 for this bike ride. I'm like, I might as well just gotten in a car.
No, it would have been like $48
bike at that point.
Ubers are so expensive.
That's terrible.
Yikes. Yeah, I rode a scooter for the first time, one of the Lime scooters, and it was something like 1.5 miles or something like that. And they were like, $6. And I was like, what? Like, gravity did most of the work. I just didn't want to be late for the drinking. And
I think my only other experience with one of these things was a Lime scooter that I took from the stadium where I was very drunk up to I was going to Key Arena where Climate Pledge or whatever it's called now, where they were trying to have it was the first ever home game for
I was with you
and I was
no.
oh
I thought,
were you
I thought we Wait. Hung out and then
Yeah, we did. I think we made it pretty far, and then
I didn't go with you on the line bike. I was with you at the Sounders match.
Yeah.
And then you went
to
the game or whatever.
You went from from Lumen Field all the way up to Queen Anne.
Seattle Center, yeah. And then as soon as I got there, I hit something or just was drunk and skidded out and like went over the handlebars and ate so
it was
hard.
A pregnant teenager that it hit. Damn it, Brian.
Yeah.
Spent the rest of the day hiding the bike.
Anyway, so this line bike ride completely redeemed my experience with do-it-yourself transportation.
All right, did you guys hear the good robot news?
Good robot news.
No, could always use some good robot news.
The Boston Dynamics, they have that creepy, you know, parkour robot that does all the stuff.
Yeah.
And they Murder were like, dog. All right, this is our hydraulic whatever Atlas robot, and today we're announcing that we're retiring this robot, and it's been really fun. Here's a video of all the hilarious hijinks and it falling down. There's a couple times where it falls, and it falls awkwardly on its leg, and its leg kind of like overextends, and then it like the hydraulic line that's in the knee bursts and it shoots stuff everywhere, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of like, I bet you what it looks like when you actually, other than the spraying liquid, that's probably kind of what it looks like if you could have an MRI of while you did your, you know, MCL or whatever.
ACL.
Yeah, ACL. That, yeah. Anyway,
that's like if the humans were doing that job.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. They're like, we're done with this, and I figured that they were probably just going to stick to robot dogs without heads instead of like robot humans without heads or something. Then I thought about it. I was like, well, they didn't even really put guns on those things yet. So I don't know. And the very next day, they introduce us to their newest robot, the all electric humanoid robot with a head that looks like a ring light that you would see in a Zoom call in 2021. And
with a gun in the middle.
It does not have the gun in the middle yet. But I assume that that's coming. It sort of looks like one of the battle droids from Star Wars Episode One, Roger, Roger, like that type of.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So if you haven't seen it yet, it moves really creepily. It is more sort of like it looks kind of like a combination of like the robot dog that you would get as a Christmas gift 10 years ago if you were like 12 or something like that. It looks more like that.
With the fake floppy ears. With the fake
floppy
ears.
Yeah, it looks sort of like that type of construction, only it's obviously much more lethal than that. They just haven't showed it to us. And like, why are they making these things other than to make them into robot soldiers? But to help around the house.
It can punch through your soul.
Anyway, so I thought we were in the clear, but we're not.
It kind of looks like the that lamp from the Pixar intros that jumps over the letters and then squishes the other letters. Just did a bunch of push-ups and grew up.
Got jacked.
Yeah, it's like
having a midlife crisis.
This is what like some nerd who writes fanfic about that lamp imagines that lamp to be like as an adult.
That nerd is Brandon.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. It killed its dad.
I met Brandon's dad. He's very much alive. So don't worry, everybody. Yet.
You only think that was his father.
I'm thinking of a water animal that can survive for a week underwater I'm thinking of a non-water animal that can survive for a week underwater without having to come up for air. It is basically hibernating without being a mammal. Guesses.
Wait, without being a mammal?
Oh, it's not a mammal.
Hmm. What mammal can go underwater for a week without breathing?
Whales, baby.
Well,
week?
Well, they can't go for a week. They can't go for a week.
I mean, maybe not in your ocean.
Those Florida whales, baby.
Florida whales, baby. You don't know what we get onto.
It sort of sounds like a bayou whale.
Bayou whales, baby.
Damn, that whale's drunk.
You're not
on
underwater.
Rum.
You're just resting in a swamp.
Are you beached?
Nah, I'm good.
Part of my body's underwater, though.
That's all. That's all that matters. You want to see my Loch Ness monster?
What animal? Is it like a?
Can't
is it
be
a
manatee?
Is it a lizard of some sort?
It's got to be. Is it Godzilla?
Is it a snake?
So I had no idea that for 6 to 9 months a year when they're not active, the queen bee digs a hole underground and just shuts down. Just like goes into like low power mode of the lowest variety.
Like most girlfriends.
For six
I've
to
had.
9 months. I'm not going to. Okay.
Depression.
Yeah, someone was just doing some bee research, and they were like, they accidentally spilled a bunch of water into this one of the tubes that one of the queen bees was in. And then, like, when they went and dug it out, it was, like, totally fine and pissed that it was, like, woken up from its, like, slumber or whatever. And so they started doing tests to see how many bee queens would survive if they, like, drowned them, which is, like, a messed up test to do. Like, what do we need to know that for? Like, yeah. What's the benefit of that test? Well, we killed a bunch of bees, and here's what we found. But yeah, it could be completely soaked underground for, they said that the tests were like, they got good results for creepy. They got good results for like up to 2 weeks, and then the numbers started to drop off a little bit. But we're talking months at a time if they need to.
That so is like, just absolutely insane. That's like, you know, if we have another ice age or something like that, and the bees could just kind of chill out and then repopulate the earth with pollen.
I was reading about the go ahead, Brandon.
So I'm just Paul and I are not having a great time right now. And so thinking about the even this new Earth and new humans have to deal with the allergies.
They're called robots. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Robot bees too.
I've been like planting plants in my front yard, which is literally nine.
You've been like punching plants. You haven't been planting anything. You've been like taking out like
root
anger.
Balls. Suck it. but I went today to buy a shrub and I was like, what kind of shrub should I get? I was like, oh, this juniper is really nice. And I'm like, why does it feel like I'm not supposed to buy one of these? And I'm like, oh, I'm horribly allergic to juniper pollen. That's why. Okay.
I was wondering why your face was so swollen when I saw you today.
Yeah, it was real. That was, you shake those things, and the amount of pollen that comes out of them is disturbing. It's really crazy.
Ooh.
Where were we at with that? I got sidetracked. Oh.
Some researchers were waterboarding bees to see how long they
sidetrack.
Could last.
I was listening to this band called The Ocean, and they sing about the different epochs of Earth. And they have a song called The Great Dying. It's the era between the Cambrian and the Triassic period, where that was like the biggest of our extinction events on Earth. There's been five of them, I guess. And then I started I got down the rabbit hole of reading about this stuff. And like in the last 2 million years, we've had a dozen ice ages, and we're only coming out of one right now. Because as people who want to argue about climate change will bring up to you, they'll be like, no, this is cyclical. We're like coming out of an ice age and things are melting, and that's why water levels are going up, and then it'll freeze again and it'll go back the other way. And then you have to be like, but the data all suggests that we're doing this artificial. Okay, that stuff. But like, I had no idea that there's been a dozen ice ages in the last couple million years alone. So for us to survive is crazy.
Yeah, I've only seen three of them.
Yeah, shock on that. Yeah, three.
You only survived because of that mustache. It's been amazing. I'm really proud of you. So anyway, bees.
I'm surprised you don't need more body hair to survive an ice age.
Have you never seen me with my shirt off?
Yeah. Well, yes, I have. Yes, I have. How many times before Gregor's got on the pod and you're just back there?
I'm sorry.
Usually just showing nip. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, good pod, guys. Gotta go.
I know it makes Greg uncomfortable.
Yeah, Siege is the one without his shirt on all the time. Sean's just waiting for an opportunity after he's been working out so much. He's like, oh, what? You guys don't have abs? Oh, my bad. I'll just put my shirt back on. No big deal. No.
Do it.
I want to make fun of Elon Musk real quick, and then we'll go, okay? Have you seen the recall for the Tesla trucks?
No.
No. Please, go on.
More than 3,000 Tesla trucks. There aren't that many out there, first of all. I want to actually establish something. Where are we at with the Tesla truck? If we could just... Brandon, you're ready to say something?
No, I no, I think so Spokane, there was recently an article in the Spokane newspaper that was like a
the liberals are coming.
Car hauler.
Grab your guns.
Yeah. No, it's funny because there's like a car hauler truck spotted headed northbound from wherever towards Spokane with, you know, 7 cyber trucks on it. And I was very curious to know like the Spokane demographic of like how Spokane would react to, because I have seen one here driving around. And I was very much like, okay, I could see like the hardcore old school conservative white Spokane being like, oh, we hate these aren't real trucks, go away. But then also like that population can also skew very like, I love everything that Musk does, so give me all the
we
cyber
love billionaires
trucks. But it's, I mean, we talked about this last time. It's just like it's not truck enough to be a truck, and it's not car,
but is it
to
truck
car,
enough?
It,
to
it doesn't look. Well, you can it autopilot, I guess.
For like
now
another
you get
week.
Arrested for that with your.
Then you got to pay.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I feel like I'm a no on the truck, and not because I'm like a diehard. Trucks have to be trucks, and you got to put truck nuts on it. Brandon's version. It's more like. It's more like I just think it looks stupid and. Like if you look at like from a design standpoint, like panels aren't matching up to where they should go. Like it just looks terrible.
Siege?
It literally looks like none of the pieces were meant to go together, and we kind of just forced them together. It looks like a stainless steel refrigerator and a crock mated, and it's kind of just a giant stainless steel crock that you just slide your foot into. The back isn't even big enough to put stuff in. Like the back seat of a Prius has more space than the back of the Cybertruck. They have one of them down here at Kennedy Space Center that they do back and forth from like the vehicle assembly building out to the SpaceX launch pad. And they don't even use the back. They have a trailer attached to it because you can't fit anything in the damn Cybertruck.
And this is coming from somebody like me who drove a tiny Nissan Frontier for years. So...
That pickup is awesome.
And that's
those old small trucks.
Those things are
awesome, dude.
Yeah.
The fact that they don't make something cool like that anymore that's just like affordable that you can just like beat up and throw a bunch of crap in the back of and go like now you have to have a 4-ton truck to be able to like and $90,000 to be able to like own a truck is wild to me. I'm sure there's something out there, but
it was super fun because it was a manual and driving it through the streets of Seattle on the hills was just
bummer.
And also, I was young and didn't take care of my car, so I just absolutely destroyed
it. That's fine. From the chat, Gervin says, it's a Pontiac Aztec F to DeLorean. I could not agree more, dude. The Cybertruck is...
Yeah. Wow.
It looks like it's almost like Mad Max-ish. It's like, these are the parts we found around. Put them together to make it look like it's armored, and let's go. But it's like armored from like... It's like if you like wanted to take a stealth fighter from the late 90s and then draw it as a truck, like that, what you would kind of get. But the thing that kills me, if you haven't seen, when you open the door, it's got Cybertruck written in like digital sigilism. Is that what it's called? Like it's like the logo written on the inside looks like it's straight out of like a 90s yearbook. And like it's
nice. Trapper Keeper.
Not cool. Like it's like cool if you're a dork, maybe. If you're the Spokane guy that's like, yeah, I can't wait to support everything Elon does. It's real bad. Well, a bunch of them got recalled. I don't know how many are out in the world right now, but more than 3,000 of their very ugly trucks have a problem. Oof. Where when you push down the accelerator, there's a little sleeve on the accelerator, and it slides forward off of the pedal, and it gets stuck underneath a little lip where the fabric comes down. So you put your foot down, and as your foot goes down, it also goes forward, and then the accelerator is stuck in position and on position. It's all of them that were recalled. Thanks for that. And so there's only 3,000 in the wild. That's wild to me. Sorry to double use there. But, yeah, so this thing, some guy just showed off what was going on. There's just the clips that keep the sleeve on just aren't good enough to do it. And so their solution that they're implementing, rather than make it just like replacing the accelerator pedal, because I'm sure they've you know, screwed the whole, like, the business model of this thing up so badly. But they're going in, they're taking a drill and drilling out the existing piece that holds, that's supposed to hold all the parts together. And then they're putting a rivet into it to hold the sleeve onto it, one car at a time, and then sending them back out or whatever. So they're just riveting to solve this problem, which is...
This must be tickling so many of the right to repair crowd of like, yeah, finally I can just put a rivet through my accelerator and be fine.
The truck needs some rivets in it just to make it look better. Like, it looks like... You know, Gervin would be the one to talk about this, but some of those Navy ships that they released look so bad in terms of, because they're trying to have like a stealth profile. I get what they're going for or whatever, but like, it's almost like the people that designed the Cybertruck were like, let's make it look like that, only worse. And they nailed it. So I saw one for the first time the other day. They're freaking huge and terrible, terrible looking. Like, it's like, I can't believe how like off it looks. Like, it hasn't fully rendered yet. Like, it's square boobs Lara Croft and you're waiting for like the rest of it to develop.
Even the tires have like a special design on them that just like make it look crappy. I just don't get, there's just so much for how much he put into trying to make it a cool design. It looks like he didn't put any thought into design whatsoever, except for, let's take these dishwasher parts and slap them together.
On the other hand, I didn't like it at first, and I still don't like the headlights, but it really seems like Rivian is, which is a Bezos.
Yes!
He's got his hands in that thing. And
I
see those Rivians everywhere and don't mock them the same way I mock every Tesla I see for being like garbage. My ex, she has, they share a street parking, and her neighbor has two Rivians. That's how rich he is. It's a second house that he stays at during the week, so the commute to Microsoft is easier. And he's got so much money that he's got a Rivian pickup and a Rivian Yukon or whatever that equivalent is, like the like SUV, like the full-sized suburban Rivian, and then the other one. And he parks neither of them in his parking space and takes up all the front street parking, and it drives me as an observer crazy. But I would much rather, if I could test, I don't know, if I could test drive one, I think the Cybertruck would be hilarious to get into and like stink up a bunch of the parts or whatever. But like the Rivian, if I could just be given one, 10 out of 10.
I feel like I know that you could say this pretty much about every truck that's created in America these days.
Truck
like before I ended up getting the car that I have, I test drove a Tundra, which is just, the newer Tundras are just massive, right?
Massive.
And then like all of the new like half tons or bigger are just ridiculously large. And when you see the pictures of them, like with a kid on a bicycle in front of it, you're like, oh, these things were just made to kill people. But then you see like the Cybertruck probably has a much, I don't know this for a fact, but I would imagine it has a much smaller profile than the Tundra or the big, you know, like these big, you know, Chevys and all these other big trucks. However, the angles of it, I feel like, are also there to ensure that if it were to hit you, you die.
It's like sharpened edges.
It will just cut you in half like a Fruit Ninja samurai
blade. That
sounds
badass. I mean, if it was that, I'd be like, cool. That's a pretty cool truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be the opposite. Like if getting hit by a big American-made truck was like blunt force trauma, this thing is the opposite of that, but you still die.
I've been driving this electric Lexus for the last few months, and I can't imagine going back to a gas-powered car anymore because it's so badass to make work pay for the electricity that I'm using in my car. I don't want to... The torque is awesome in it, and like every morning when I get to work, I'm like the first person there, so I just plug in and I get my 4 hours of charging, and I haven't been to a gas station in ever, and it's amazing. But the Tesla that I drove with Siege in Florida, I got the manager special, and they upgraded me to that or whatever, and I was like, okay, this is cool. I then went back and had to get a different car because I extended my trip so we could see a rocket launch that never happened, and they gave me the Chevy Bolt, and it was 10 times the car of the Tesla.
It was so great. It was so great.
I couldn't believe how much...
That thing was a... Oh, yeah, sorry. That thing was just like an SUV that just, it had so much room in it. It was so much more comfortable.
Tiny,
and
also.
Just like even riding in it was like 10 times the experience of what riding in the Tesla was.
All status. And also the advantages, all the fast charging that they have everywhere is really cool because that is very helpful. But the fast charging is coming along on these other places too. As Sean points out, the Bolt is made by a car company. Tesla is a device company. I mean, and that's like
true.
They're, and I feel this way about Rivian too, and some of these other startups that are, you know, that have big money invested in. I'm like, the groundwork that's been done. It's, I don't know how often it happens where like the car that you know in like the Honda Accord, where the 2027 comes out, and you're like, oh my god. This is an awful car. Like, what happened? Or the safety went to hell or whatever. They're building it on an existing platform and making changes that have, like, billions of miles put onto them so that way they can make smarter vehicles. And Tesla was like, nah. Just like, let's...
Yeah, I personally love the Polestar. Have you guys seen the Polestar stuff? Yeah, the stuff that... It's Volvo. I mean, it's like, which is already, you know, one of the safest cars in the world. And it's actually pretty damn badass. Like, even just the looks of those cars are slick. And they drive, like, crazy fast, too. I was lucky enough to test drive one of my friend's ones. This is about a year ago when they just came out with one of the new, like, really sporty-looking cars. And dang, man, that thing drives better than most sports cars that you put on the road today.
I'm curious to see if I will, when I have to return the Lexus, it's through Lexus of Tacoma, a wonderful sponsor of my show on the radio, sometimes of Nerd Talk, so thanks a lot for that. They've been super cool and let me have it for like 6 months just so I could really get a feel for it. I don't want to give it back. I don't have the cash to be able to like purchase it from them or whatever. And so like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to turn it back in. Like, I might sell my Subaru and just buy the Prius Prime and just like have the... just get myself a car that runs on hybrid battery, but then hybrid also has the Rivian R3. That's the car that's coming out, Sean. I think it looks cool, but I don't know if it's gonna be in my price range. Like, a Prius is actually like a really affordable car, which is like,
and the new ones actually look really good too. They look kind of like that the sporty version of the Corollas and stuff like that, the AE86.
That's what happened is I was driving on I-90 and I was going across and I was like, what is that car? And I was like, oh my god, that's a Prius? And then you can get the one that has the like small battery pack in there so you can do like 20 miles in the city or whatever on that. But again, that's free from work that I can plug in and get that for free or for next to nothing. The Rivian R3 is going to be between 35 and 55. So like, the difference is, like, if I get the high-end Prius, it's, like, 35, and if I get the high-end Rivian, it's 55, and, like, I don't have that kind of money, so it's, God, I wish I could figure that out, though. Lottery, let's go! Ah, I missed it for tonight. That sucks. Anyway. All right, time to wrap this thing up. I'd like to invite Sean Gravy Gervin to help us understand what we learned this week. After all, this is a heady show.
It was a very heady show, and there's a lot of tech talk at the end there, but I'm going to bring it back to the beginning where we're all talking about poop and boobs. Well, I can say that Greg learned from everybody that Sidney Sweeney exists. He joined all men in knowing who Sidney Sweeney is. Siege wants a whale stool hair cream. I think that's what we got around to, that there's some sort of whale hair cream out there that sounds great for him. And Beej over here, he got re-gifted adult sweetness. He knows he got re-gifted adult sweetness.
All right, dorks, thanks for hanging out tonight. I appreciate everyone who took the time to download this or stream it from Spotify or listen on the Odyssey app or whatever you do. Massive shout-outs. My dog is looking at me crazy. Massive shout-outs to Gervin for listening in on this and chiming in on the chat and getting us keeping us on track here. And, of course, to Brandon and Siege for joining us tonight, Brandon.
Can I just give a shout out to and maybe
nah,
so
it's over.
Know the name it.
Oh, no, okay, go ahead. I'm kidding.
Ah, damn it.
The name of the actual person who apparently you guys we have real influence on this show because now a comic book is available at a comic book store in Florida because we said a word on this show. So shout out to that place.
Yeah, forgot about that. That's my local comic shop, Docking Bay 94 in Coconut Creek, Florida. It's a shop I've been going to. It's kind of halfway between Miami and West Palm Beach, is where I'm traveling just about every single day. And they randomly said to me the other day when I was in there picking up a couple of books, yeah, you know, you guys said Uncanny Valley the other day on the show, and we started researching it to find out what that was about. Found out that there's a comic book here, so we subscribed to it. And now they brought in a comic book named Uncanny Valley because they heard it on our show, which I did not even know that they listened to.
And that's an independent artist, I think, that makes Uncanny Valley, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so, exactly. It's an independent comic, yeah.
So we've done our job, guys.
So we should go after that person for a kickback then?
Yeah, absolutely. Or take them down, one of the two.
Perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.